My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Today, let's take a look at ways to control snails. These all work with slugs as well. The snail population at our house is incredibly healthy. It's very difficult to start most things from seed. Cucumbers, squash, peas, and sunflowers are a few of the things that don't stand a chance. They're chowed down within days of sprouting. Snails need shelter from the sun, and we offer plenty of that. The areas of the garden that border unmowed field and any place where we mulch are especially hard hit. I realize we're offering them great habitat, but realistically, that's not going to change. Even in our unmulched, raised beds, surrounded by mown grass, snails are a devastating presence. On certain days, like most of this past May, the flower beds that border unmown field are carpeted with snails. Here are some things we're trying this year. For the squash grown in hills, I'm trying mechanical barriers. Friends suggest this and have had good luck. What you do is make small enclosures of ramay cloth, little tents tight to the ground. I'm also planning on taking 5-gallon spackle buckets and cutting 4-inch slices. This will give me a low circular fence. I'll then stretch ramay cloth over the tops so they can't scale the fence and drop in. Scattered around outside the barriers will go any of a number of things. Here are some I plan on trying. Crushed eggshells. They don't stop them, but they cut their soft bodies, causing them to ooze and die of dehydration. Coffee grounds. High levels of caffeine poison them. Hair. They get tangled and caught, allowing you to crush them. Shallow containers, like tuna cans, set at ground level with beer in them. The snails are attracted to the yeast, crawl in, and can't get out. If you refuse to buy beer for your snails, you can mix a packet of yeast with 2 cups warm water and a teaspoon each of sugar and salt. The sugar feeds the yeast, and the salt helps kill the snails. I'm not willing to use any pesticides, and also stay away from using wood ash as a deterrent. The amount of wood ash we'd need would most likely do more harm than good. Smushing them is an option, but the numbers are frightfully high for that. I've read that copper is an effective barrier. Copper tape, wire, tubing, or pennies supposedly can be put down as a barrier they won't cross. I'll hold off and see how this year's techniques work before giving it a try. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.